jumpsuit. Our jails are filled with young black men who were not disciplined at home. Not guided at home. Because our women are not fulfilling the role the way it was designed to be fulfilled.
Okay.
Amen. Now they've gone to the jail system.
Yeah.
They come out and they're in the streets.
That's right. All they know.
Folks, I've been arrested and stopped by police more than 200 times in my life.
Wow.
Most of those were in the 1950s and the 1960s when cops were bad. You know why I'm still alive? Because my mama taught me to respect authority. She taught me how to deal with police officers. Cops stopped him.
It
yes, sir. Hands right here. You want to see my license? It's in my back pocket. You want to get it yourself? You want me to get it?
That's right.
Are you ready? Here's my license.
Yeah.
Here's my registration. Now, I have been abused by police officers on occasion. And there's a way to challenge that. I have challenged successfully in the court system. But I could not challenge from the graveyard. If I had challenged him on the street and gotten a bullet, I wouldn't be here to share this with you. Over 200. Got scars. Got scars on my body, but not on my soul. Police shoot too many of us, but they only shoot this many. We shoot this many of us. 13-year-old, 14, 15-year-olds shooting each other. Where are the mamas? My mama knew when I was 13, 14 years old, my mama knew where I was. And if it was dark, she knew what room I was in because I had to be in the house.
Yes, sir.
Mothers, we've got to. We've got to step back up. We've got to take control of our homes again.
Yes, Lord.
I was talking about the partnership. One of the problems that we have is that men are failing the partnership.
All right.
There are too many times now that fathers father children and then walk away. Now, we're going to have a men's conversation about this another time, but right now I ain't talking to the men. I'm talking to the women. You choose these men. Now, if you choose, when you get ready to buy a car, you go, you take a look at that car, you take the tire, you open the door, you start the engine up, you check it out, you test drive that car, you check the car out before you buy.
Too many
of our sisters do not check out their partners first.
That's right.
And wind up with a car that just won't run. Parked in your garage.
Never true.
So, young sister, please choose your partners well. Don't get a quarter horse, get a third ready.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to be with you for the long haul.
Yes, sir.
Somebody who's going to take care of you and your children, your house, your rent, your transportation. That's what his job is. Make sure, before you partner with somebody, that he's a
third.
Part of that, my sisters, is that we've stepped away from traditional morality. I was looking, it was on television. I think it was on the MS. I didn't see it. But my grandson got a link to it and got it on my telephone for me to see it. It was unbelievable. The ladies were dressed, dressed is not the right word. The ladies were undressed, mostly. They were, y'all know what pole dances are? They had a poll. This is on national TV, prime time television. These ladies, in almost, they were in pole dancer costumes, and they had a poll. They had the poll right there they were dancing on. I could not believe that. Now, I am not a prude. I have been around.
Yeah.
Them seven gray hairs. I've been through it. The Lord seasoned me before he sent me to talk to you. So I know what that's about. But that is not what should be portrayed to young women on television. That's dance hall, I mean a strip joint. There's a place for that kind of stuff, but it's not to be spread around so that little girls who are watching television will think that this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way I'm supposed to dress. This is the way I'm supposed to carry my body. We need to take a step back, away from that kind of stuff. It should not be on our television sets. And if you go to a football game now, majorettes and the dancers, not a whole lot better off.
That's right.
Now, who's going to be in charge of that? Who's responsible? Sisters, you are.
That's right.
You got to stop. Men enjoy looking at the flesh of women. Y'all are the ones who have to control what they are going to see and what they will not be able to see. Y'all got to be in control of what goes on to the television sets. You know, right now, we have more domestic violence than we have ever had in the history of the United States.
Right.
We have more men beating up women. There are a few women who beat other men too. But the big problem is men beating up women. And one of the reasons for that is the way our young women dress and carry themselves. If you wear a slip uniform and you talk a slutty game out of your mouth.
Right.
And you behave in a slutty fashion, they're going to treat you in a slutty fashion.
That's right.
Which means some guy don't want to put his hands on you in a bad way. And that's what's happening. Just look at the statistics. I'm not making this up. Google it. Check it out on the internet. YouTube. The statistics are terrible. And it's particularly terrible in our community. Once again, sisters, y'all can put an end to that. If you conduct yourself in a proper way.
There you go.
There was, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor thy mother.
Yeah.
But that mother has to be worthy of that honor. You can't walk, talk, and dress in a dishonorable way and then be honored. In Timothy, the first chapter and the ninth verse, it says, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety. Way back then, over 2,000 years ago, someone was saying the same thing to women that I'm pleading with you about today. To dress, to conduct yourselves, to talk in an honorable manner. Now, what's the solution to all of this? The solution is, I believe, and I suggest to you, my sisters, that we organize starting here in this church. And then with there are two associations. There's the Educational Association, there's the 8th District Association. Organize the women in those associations so that you will
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
Today's weather is brought to you by the Bargain Box for all of your appliance and furniture needs. Located at 1604 Military Highway in Pineville, 318-704-0020. The Bargain Box, helping your house feel like home.
This is Wade with your weather. Let's check out Thursday forecast in Shreveport. Look for thunderstorms. High temperature at 84 and a low at 64. Evening thundershowers in Monroe with a high at 87 and a low at 66. Lake Charles will be expecting partly cloudy conditions with a high at 84 and a low at 71. Natchez, Mississippi will have morning cloudiness and afternoon sunshine. High temperature at 87 and a low at 68. And right here in the metro, we've got morning clouds, afternoon sunshine with a high at 88 and a low at 68. That's a look at your Thursday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.